Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. They don't play us music anymore? This is Stacy, and this is the Conscious Black Podcast. This is your host, Stacy Johnson, and thank you very much for joining me. We will be here every Tuesday through Thursday on Blog Talk Radio from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., talking about the stuff that hopefully concerns you and gets you fired up. Who am I and what do I do? I'm the owner-operator of SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, but better than that, I'm the director of SF Johnson Family and Community Services, and this is the podcast for that. In or on Conscious Black Podcast, you know, we talk about the things that should be talked about. Why aren't our black leaders doing something for us? What actually is CRT, and why are white people so afraid of it? And this is rated R, by the way, so no children. So who am I? Visit us at our website at sfjfamilieservices.org. What we do there, I used to be the Association of African American Single Mothers, and the podcast used to be The Diary. So if you look up The Diary, there's about 3 years or more worth of recordings from way back when. But with COVID and everything changing, this country drastically changing, everybody needs to change. You know, why do I do this? I created this because this is just what I do. You know, I see the things that go on in this country, and it's awful. And it's always awful related to us, black people, people of color. So, you know, I'm going to be here 3 days a week, talk about this. And we'll also have a special presentation just for kids that's a little less vulgar. But why do I do this? I don't hear anybody black addressing issues. You know, nobody black. I mean, everything that's gone on since January 6th, you know, where are our black representatives, where are they? I mean, at least complain, right? When Trump was there, everybody black wanted to complain about Trump. Well, we got bigger problems now than that, and you don't see one black person. So on the Conscious Black Podcast, we talk about that kind of stuff. We try to get people involved. So definitely if you want to volunteer, we are tutoring kids. Everything is just being established now. Okay, so we need volunteers in every area, in every way, and my goal really is to help kids to get through the educational process that they have been robbed of pretty much over these last couple of years. And because I have a construction services firm, I can help people with jobs, and really everything is about helping people. Right now in America, whatever you do, if you can use what you have to help people, that's what you need to be doing. And so that's why I do this. So if you want to call in, and this is the very first show after so much that's gone on in my life. I was married last year. Everything is looking up. Business is evolving, and I'm so happy to be able to do what you love. If you can't do what you love, what you want to do doesn't work. So it's very important to always do what you love. So if you want to call in, and good thing I have a new little hookup because I have somebody dark that always called in on my other one and asked this and said the dumbest stuff. So hopefully he can't find me. If you want to call in, you can at 563-999-3769. So over these next 3 days, we are going to discuss Malcolm X and critical race theory. Malcolm X, as we know, we'll talk about the history, his life, his death, what he did, his impact on America, how he worked with the Black Panthers and Martin Luther King. You know, so we'll talk about him and how critical race theory relates to the things that he was talking about. Okay, and two, what is critical race theory? These folks are running around afraid of something that is the absolute truth. So we're going to discuss what critical race theory is, what the principles of it are. I mean, if you study it, and which we will do, you'll understand that it's absolutely true. Okay, so I always like to start every show with some of my Facebook and Twitter posts, because I get up 4 a.m. Pacific time, and it's just like so much crazy shit that you just want to say something. So first thing I came across today was how President Trump enlisted the wonderful services of Kid Rock to deal with China. Okay. So anytime you hear a Republican chastising anybody, correcting anybody, saying anything, having moral superiority in any kind of way, tell that fool, nigga, yo, bro, ask Kid Rock. He went on TV the other day and say, this one, ask me about China. I don't know. Basically the same answer my 31-year-old son would have given, the president. I don't know. Okay, so, crazy shit. Crazy. Okay, wonder why our country's so fucked up. You know Trump so gave him and Jared so gave away more American secrets to win. There's so much we don't know about, and we're going to find out. Okay, so let's see what else interests me. Yeah, your beautiful President Trump had to was fined $2 million from fishy veterans fundraiser. So the president beat vets, right? Supposed to protect veterans, that protected his ass for 4 years and now, and drunk ass Junior and his girlfriend and the anorexia crew, Ivanka and her boy. No, but he, you know, the thing about Trump, if you want to be real, the thing about Trump was the racism. I mean, that was the part white people liked. Oh, we get to be outwardly racist for 4 years. We've been waiting so long. That was Trump. That was the thing about Trump. They knew he didn't know shit about shit other than having sex with people that ain't his wife. It was the racism part that was a whole lot of fun. And so, yeah, everything's coming out about him. So, yeah, of course, exactly. Yes. And then everybody's upset. And what the fuck is wrong with Marsha Blackburn? The indoctrination of our children. That's why she's questioning because I don't even know, Miss Jackson judged the indoctrination of our children if you teach them a critical race theory. No, what they've been already is indoctrinated. What the fuck is wrong with these people? And why isn't anybody black telling her to shut up? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know. Something is wrong. Trust me, something is deeply wrong. Okay, last thing of current events before we take a break. The trans, see, I don't know how to say it. Trans is what you became or what you were. So, I don't know. But the swimmer that beat all the girls. And I say, hey. If she can have a baby, she gets to keep the medal. Otherwise, you got to give it up. Simple. Solve all problems. Can you biologically do the same thing a woman can do? If you cannot, you cannot keep the medal. It goes to the runner-up, bro. Come on. Oh, I beat a girl. I beat a bunch of girls. Come on. Why would you even want the medal? People have no fucking character, and it runs downhill from Washington all the fucking way down. Nobody has a fucking sense of character. Fuck it, I'll take a medal from a bunch of girls. I'm a girl now. Like that, Jenner, it's okay till it opens his mouth. Lord, have mercy. Anyway, so this week we're going to talk about Malcolm X, how what he was talking about, and how his life, he was right. Just like everybody they killed that was black. Stay away from you know, white people, integration ain't going to be good for you in the long run, which it didn't. It wasn't. And the thing about him, he didn't put it in a nice, sweet way. Okay, so this week on the Conscious Black Podcast, we're going to be talking about Malcolm X, critical race theory, what it is and what it's not, what it's based on, why they study it. And no, they don't study it in grammar school because we're not trying to tell little kids how racist their country is. It takes you to be like 18 or 21 to come to the realization. Once you work at Taco Bell or some shit once or twice when you're 16, you'll realize this is a fucking racist-ass country. Okay, so critical race, my ass, Marsha Blackburn, indoctrination of the children, all of that shit is some bullshit. So, let's take a break for a couple of minutes. This is the Black Conscious Podcast, and we try to keep it real. You know, we just try to keep it real because there's so many people out there not keeping it real, and, you know, it don't mess with us, but it definitely affects our children. You know, every day it affects our children. It affects how they deal with everything. It affects our kids because they're constantly fucking with us. They're fucking with the parents. You know? So, yeah, critical race theory is a thing. It's real. It needs to be studied. And no. So let's take a little break. A little copyright infringement for educational purposes. Janet Jackson, the younger sister of Michael Jackson. There you go. That's the way infringement goes. But we, for educational purposes. Michael Jackson's little sister. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to finish up with Jay. That's the way love goes. There we go.
That's the way love goes.
In America, this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson, and this is the Conscious Black Podcast, taking a break with JJ. Anyway, so, Malcolm X, he wasn't a joke, and that's why they killed him. Everybody in that time wasn't a joke, and that's why they killed him, because, you know, they just wasn't a joke, and they weren't playing little games, they weren't... You know, and in Malcolm X's case, he didn't even want to, he didn't think integration was a good thing at all. He never thought it was a good thing because he believed in the principles of black nationalism. Okay, anytime you say black nationalism, that gets people scared because that basically means we have our own government, we do our own thing, we don't mess with you, and we don't like you. That's what black nationalism means. And so, you know, they didn't like that. You know, in the beginning, he didn't get along very well with the precepts of Martin Luther King and the nonviolence resistance. He's like, somebody hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You know, that kind of thing. But once his, you know, once he started going through it and having conflicts with the Nation of Islam after he found out that the, you know, the honorable Elijah Muhammad, yeah, honorable, right? They call the crooks in our government honorable, okay? So the honorable Elijah Muhammad was having diddlywinks with some of the young ladies in the nation and giving them babies. And so he found out, and he was a man of character, and he decided that wasn't the way for him to go. He couldn't follow Elijah Muhammad anymore. And he had to break free. And because, of course, when you're just one individual and the government's against you, the FBI started following him at the time, you know, and the government's against you, and then your own group is against you, the group that supplies you with a home, supplies you with money, you let them know the gig is up, you know all about them, yeah, everybody turns against you, and eventually that ended in his death, you know, his assassination. But you know what I love about him and what I will always teach about him is the fact that he taught, you know, basically in the 60s that, you know, all that integration stuff was just a trick. They was tricking us. They why all of a sudden the person that oppressed you for 400 years now wants to work with you and wants you to sit next to them? It's a trick. They're just trying to take your power away. He said that integration was a pacifier, right? It's a pacifier because what do you give a baby when it's crying? You give them a pacifier. It's like integration ain't no money. It's not 40 acres and it ain't a mule. I get to sit next to you, but now we know all these years later, right? All these years later. And my review of, you know, when we go over critical race theory, it's a thing, it's real, it's true, okay? And my thing, and when we go over it, is all of the things that have happened in America over time proves that it is true. And again, no. We shouldn't teach it in elementary school and grammar school because it's too cruel, okay? It's too cruel. The history of America at that level, at that age, should be taught in the home like my mother taught me. Yeah, it's too cruel to teach critical race theory, which is the truth, in grammar school because you don't want to fuck up a kid that early in life. This is the country you live in, honey, third grader. You see your friend over there? Well, their ancestors got beat and raped. Even though you love them, that's your friend you go to recess with them. But probably their grandpa hates you. Yeah, you're going to say that to a fucking grammar school kid, you fucking useless pieces of shit in Washington, and then you're going to make it a fucking issue? As if somebody would teach a grammar school kid fucking critical race fucking theory? But it's a real thing, so don't act like it's not fucking real. Anyway, Malcolm X. We have the history of Mr. X, when he was born, and we're going to go over all of that. But basically, I gave it to you in a nutshell, basically. Okay, so in conjunction with critical race theory, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to three of his really short speeches on different issues. And again, they're not nice. They're not cute. You know, it depending on who you are, this mouse of mine, it's all over the place, but it's not in the right place. Depending on who you are, you're not going to like what you hear. Okay, so in this presentation, now, again, I'm the director of SF Johnson Family and Community Services, which is, our website is sfjfamilieservices.org. There, we will, and we are beginning anew this week, okay? But we will have presentations for kids for this, for two levels, for pre-K to third grade, and then fifth to ninth grade. Now, it's up to the parent if they want the fourth grader to listen to the kiddie version of the history or the more adult, more real version that the fifth and ninth graders receive. Okay, so we will have Conscious Black Podcast for Kids beginning next week, and that will be something that will just be uploaded to the site. It'll be nicer, kinder. But, you know, going generation after generation, not teaching our black children black history, that is exactly what people who want black people powerless, that's their agenda. Thank you. My phone just confirmed it. That's their agenda. It's all my agenda, and I'm thinking, why do I do this? And go back to why I do it. I think a lot of people feel the way that I do, but we don't have anybody black talking for us. We don't have anybody black fight for, oh, Black Lives Matter. I don't even see them on the street no more. It's like once Trump was gone, nobody had a reason to yell out about nothing no more, as if it's all fixed again. I don't know what the fuck is going on in this country with respect to black people. But it's like, okay, I have three grandsons, so if I dropped out tomorrow, what would I want them to know about me? Well, I try really hard to educate you about this country and the real truth about the country, and not only educate you about the country, but get you resources to overcome this bullshit. So, you know, and these white people in Washington, they get on my goddamn nerves. The way they question this black woman that's more qualified than any of them questioning, let me tell you. And any of the dry hair that they just nominated, Children of the Corn Girl, what's that, what's the maidens, whatever that bit, her, I don't think they even qualify. They don't even compare in qualifications, but she in there. Oh, but when it's a black anything, right? Oh, they're bumming. God damn, this shit makes me so fucking sick, I don't even know what to do. So that's why I created this. It's either do this or give yourself cancer, because I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do. And critical race theory is a thing that needs to be discussed, not amongst children, but amongst adults in this country, and try to fix the thing. So what we're doing over these next, the rest of the year, we have quite a few history channels, quite a few documentaries, quite a few religious whatever, they outlines how critical race theory is true. Okay, so what we're doing tonight is, first, I gave you the life of Malcolm X. Okay, so online, your kids will be able to download this again, fifth to ninth grade, and then we're going to give some prizes or something for somebody that writes an essay. So who was Malcolm X? Let's just go over just briefly some of the, you know, his birth, early life, the work he did, how he impacted America, okay, and what effect he had on America and what we should remember. Okay, so basically he was born Let's just give a little bit about his background. 1925 in Nebraska, of all places. And so his father was a pastor who also proposed or aligned himself with the teachings of the wonderful Marcus Garvey. And Marcus Garvey, just, and we'll have an individual little presentation on Marcus Garvey soon. I like Marcus Garvey because he taught black people, or his ideal, and that's, you know, anybody that tried to teach black people to stand up on their own feet, or better yet, gather together and help each other, they got done for. And so Marcus Garvey was an individual from Haiti, from Jamaica, and he believed in black nationalism, meaning black people buy stuff to black people, help black people, everything black. You do, you buy black, you sell black to black people, black government, everything you need, you get from black people. Pretty much the same thing Asians do today, but nobody talks about it, right? So his father followed that philosophy in life, and he was also a pastor and basically killed. His father was killed, and then the family ended up getting torn apart. And long story short, what? Malcolm ends up in prison. In prison, he learns about the Muslim religion. And basically, when he comes out, he's the hit of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, taking his reach from nothing to a lot. I don't have the numbers in front of me. So basically, he because of Malcolm X, you know, the Nation of Islam grew and grew and grew. And over time, you know, Malcolm finds out that the leader is a snake and having sex with children. I don't know why people can't stop having sex with children. I don't know what the fuck makes children so sexy in this country. But he finds out about it. And I'm done. And then at the same time, JFK is assassinated, and he says that whole chickens coming home to roost shit about JFK and gets banned by the nation for 90 days and goes to Mecca, comes back, and starts his own thing. But because he went against the Honorable Elijah, I guess that means the nigga had to die. And he did. They killed him. So. And just found out that the fools that killed him were just released in 2021, too, and probably just because of COVID. They've been in there long enough, I guess. And so, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, I mean, those were our two most prominent national figures that, you know, weren't militant. Even though, you know, they gave Malcolm X a bad rap, only because he talked about whooping your ass. You hit me, I'm going to hit you back. I'm not going to do that nonviolent shit. You put your hands on me, I'm going to put my hands back on you. He even say that in the Bible. So he didn't understand Martin Luther King for a very long time. Although, he, you know, they knew of each other. They didn't work together until the very end. So. What? Now, the thing about Malcolm X and what we're about to hear in some of his, and I have three of his speeches, they're not very nice. Okay? They're not very nice, and he never thought that, and the first one I'm going to play is about integration. So we're going to take a break, play this about integration, and then we're going to come back and talk about critical race theory, and how everything Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, how what they talked about kind of proves or set us up to kind of foreshadow black people would end up being and how we would end up being treated and everything, because no one, I don't care how hard you try, no one has the black experience. No one. No one. You can act like you do, but you don't. So, this is Stacy again, And this is the Conscious Black Podcast, where this week we're talking about Malcolm X, some of his speeches, and I posted on my Twitter page that y'all need some Malcolm X. Yeah, you need to understand that this country ain't playing with you even though you playing. And my biggest thing is why don't I see a half of Malcolm X standing up defending the judge, or where's the voting right issue standing, or where's the abortion issue standing? No, why aren't we having some talk, some debate from black people as much as we have it from everybody else? And so that's my biggest concern. Like, where are the black people? So if you want to call in any day, Tuesday through Thursday, 563-999-3769, this is the Conscious Black Podcast. We're going to take a break, listen to another song, and then we are going to listen to Malcolm X.
Sugar, don't you hurry.
All right. So, welcome back to the Conscious Black Podcast. And 30 minutes in, my wife. I'm like, really? You knocking? It's only been 30 minutes. Oh, you still working? Come on, man. Conscious Black Podcast, Tuesday through Thursday on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time. My name is Stacy, and I'm the owner and operator of SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services and the director of SF Johnson Family and Community Services, and this is the podcast for the show. And what we will discuss all year is critical race theory and how it has proven itself to be so true in American history. And F. Marsha Blackburn. I got to go back and tell all the ladies, will you support their non-abortions? No, bitch, shit, it's precedent. How many times we got to tell you? You already got Trump to give you motherfuckers that's going to overturn everything, hopefully, but slavery. God damn. That's what they want. That's what they're working on. I'm letting you know right now. They're working on that shit. They're working on it. The federal society, everybody's working on putting your black ass back on, not cotton, picking that weed. Okay, so if you want to call in and tell me what you think at any time, Tuesday through Thursday, you give me a call at 563-999-3769. I think give me no two. Anyway, let me take a trip over here to the desk. And now, critical race theory, what is it? It's basically, it's common sense. So let me just give you the definition, because it's a good definition. I'm like, oh, it's true. Okay, here we go. Definition, and it's up to you to think, use your brain. It critiques how the social construction of race and institutionalized racism perpetuate a racial caste system that regulates people of color to the bottom tiers. Critical race theory also recognizes that race intersects other identities, including sexuality, gender identity, and others. Critical race theory recognizes that racism is not a bygone relic of the past. Instead, it acknowledges that the legacy of slavery, segregation, and the imposition of second-class citizenship on black Americans and other people of color continue to permeate the social fabric of this nation. That is what white people are afraid of. That critical race theory, quote, acknowledges the legacy of slavery, segregation, and the imposition of second-class citizenship on black Americans and other people of color. So if you're afraid of the truth, then you are afraid of critical race theory. Okay, so there are certain principles of critical race theory. Principles of the critical race theory practice. So these are the principles that they use to apply. Okay. While recognizing and evolving an malleable nature of critical race theory, scholar outlines a few key tenets, including recognition that race is not biologically real, okay? So we have a couple of our religious shows that we're going to be presenting over these next few weeks that, yes, race is something that was made up. Race is not biologically real, but is socially constructed and socially significant. It recognizes that science, as demonstrated in the Human Genome Project, refutes the idea of biological racial differences. According to scholars, Richard Delgado and Jean Stefanik, Race is the product of social thought and is not connected to biological reality. So let's just stop there for a minute. Race is not biologically real, but is socially constructed. So if you, that's one of the tenets, that's one of the principles of critical race theory is that, hey, race in itself isn't real. Race, the term, you're this race, I'm that race, da-da-da, race. No, you used to be defined by what country, continent you come from, not by a race. So white, black, Mexican, well, maybe Mexican because you come from Mexico. But black, white, no. Again, the first tenet of critical race theory, all I'm asking people to do is use their fucking brain. Their unbleached, unhorse-peeled brain. Principles of critical race theory. And we're just going to go over one, and then we're going to play Malcolm X and why he was so mad back then and why they killed him, because he was too busy telling the truth. Just like critical race theory wants you to know the fucking truth. And no, maybe it's not appropriate for a third grader, a fifth grader, because that's what their mother and fathers need to be trying to express in their kind way like my mother and father did. This country's racist, honey. So, third grader, I need you to get all A's. But once you get to college, yeah, right, because you've been discriminated against at the Taco Bell when you had your first job. So you understand critical race theory once you're about 16, 17. I knew it very well when I first started working for Motorola. Okay, a Negro let me know critical race theory was true, and he was working for the white people. And I was, my black ass was not going no farther because I wasn't taking his job. Come on now. All we need to do is tell the truth in this fucking country. Truth is not something this country likes. And then their bitches like Blackburn. Well, I don't know if you, fuck her. Okay? All day long. All right, so we're going to try to find this Malcolm X. And the first one we're going to do, let's try to find it because Mouse wants to do his own thing. And this is our first night, so we got a little, couple technical difficulties, but we'll have it. Let's hear Malcolm talk about the American Civil War. Somewhere. Here we go.
The Civil War was also fought on this continent, not to free the black slaves, as is commonly taught in the white man's schools, but the Civil War was actually fought to preserve the Union, preserve this country, keep it intact for white people. It wasn't fought to set you free. It wasn't fought to give you some kind of emancipation. It wasn't fought to make you a citizen. It wasn't fought to give you civil rights. It wasn't fought because they respected you and loved you as a human being. It was fought out of greed. It was fought out of selfishness. It was fought to keep this country intact for their own white selves. In essence, this only means that the American white man fought the Revolutionary War to get this country for himself. And he then fought the Civil War to keep this country intact for himself. And today, he will now fight a race war to keep from having to share this white country on an equal basis with anyone else but his white self, especially on an equal basis with his 20 million former slaves. So again, I ask, where will all of these demonstrations end? And who dares to say that our people are not justified by demonstrating their resentment over the injustice and mistreatment that our people have suffered these 400 years at the hands of this cruel, inhuman American white man. We have nothing to lose but our change.
talking about the Civil War. And he said, yeah, it would fight a race war, right? Like the one we saw January 6th, because stop the steal, right? Because black people trying to steal stuff from you white people. Stop the steal. So I need you to go ahead and, you know, because the boogeyman in this country is always the black person. We stay the boogeyman. Motherfuckers come in, go when they come. Every race came and go. They go when they come. Black people stay your boogeyman. Okay, so this was in the 60s. Saying, you know, talking about American War, Civil War, and now they will fight a race war, right? They'll change the voting rights on your ass. You know, so my thing is, why are you so afraid of my black brothers and sisters is what I'm worried about. And again, why the hell don't we see anybody black fighting for us? That's the shit that gets me. Maxine Waters was everywhere when Trump, right, was talking shit about her. You don't see her once now. Oh, she mentioned the fucking Rams game. I mean, come on, people. What the fuck? And then Cory Booker, he gets on my fucking nerves. What planet is he on? You know, just licking everybody's ass in the hearing for the judge. I'm like, who are you helping? Who the fuck are you helping? Like, man, I don't know. Am I the only one tripping like this? I'm the only one give a fuck about my future and the future of my black grandkids? Because ain't nobody black doing shit for us. Yeah, oh, the first black Supreme Court justice, right? It's one, okay? Till they give us a couple more up in there that ain't Thomas-like. It ain't going to do us no good, right? So let's listen to, speaking of ain't do us no good, let's listen to Malcolm X now talk about integration. As soon as we can get.
Unemployment and poverty has forced many of our people into this life of crime. But as we pointed out a couple of weeks ago, the real criminal is in City Hall downtown. The real criminal is in the State House in Albany. The real criminal is in the White House in Washington, D.C. The real criminal is the white man who poses as a woman. And it is these legal crooks posing as our friends, forcing us into a life of crime, and then using us to spread the white man's evils and vices among our own people. Our people are scientifically maneuvered by the white man into a life of poverty. You're not poor accidentally. He maneuvers you into poverty. You're not ignorant, accidentally. He maneuvers you into ignorance. You're not a drug addict, accidentally. Why, this white man maneuvers you into drug addiction. You're not a prostitute, accidentally. You have been maneuvered into prostitution by the American white man. There is nothing about your kind condition here in America that is an accident. It is part of the scientific method used by the American white man. The people here in bondage, in ignorance, in poverty, in slavery, 20th century slavery. Because we are forced to live in the poorest section of the city, we attend inferior schools. We have inferior teachers. We get an inferior education. The white power structure downtown makes certain that by the time you and I do graduate, we won't be equipped or qualified for anything but the dirtiest, heaviest, poorest-paying jobs that no one else wants. They prepare us for this. We are trapped in a vicious cycle of debt. Inferior jobs, inferior housing, inferior education, which again leads to inferior jobs. We spend a lifetime in this vicious experience. We saw no solution to our problem. We saw no real leader among our people. But today the whole world is talking, they're talking about the divine solution that he has received from the God of our forefathers. Not a temporary solution which will benefit only the handpicked upper class Negroes, but a solution divinely designed to solve the plight of the black masses permanently and forever. But the government does not want our people to listen and understand the solution that God has given, because the government is against God. I say the government is against God. In order to trick our people away from God's true solution, the government is trying to deceive you with a false solution, a phony solution, a deceitful solution called token integration. Don't you know tokenism is a drag? Is that token money? No. It's a substitute for money. It's not the real thing. It's a substitute. It's a pacifier. When your baby starts crying at home because it's hungry and you don't want to give your baby any milk, what do you give it? A pacifier. A substitute. Tokenism. And that's the same thing that this blue-eyed white man is tricking you and me with today. Hears you crying out like a baby for freedom and justice and equality. And knowing that he can't give it to you, he sticks a pacifier in your mouth. He gives you tokenism. Little crumb. He sticks a couple Negroes in the University of Mississippi and tells you it's integrated. And a couple more in the University of Alabama and tells you it's integrated. And another one in the University of South Carolina and tells you that that's integrated. There's nothing but tokenism. There's nothing but deceit. There's nothing but false maneuvering. And God is going to bring chastisement upon the American white man for tricking the so-called Negroes here in this country. God is after him.
All right. A couple of things.
Many of our people turn to Christ.
There we go. Got to cut him off. He want to keep it going. All right, so Malcolm X always said the so-called Negro. Well, Malcolm X and the Nation of Islam were responsible for changing us from Negroes to Black Americans and African Americans. So that much we can thank that old Nation of Islam Negro for. We became African Americans and we became Black Americans and we were no longer classified as Negroes. So when you hear him say the so-called Negro, well, that's just the name the token name white people gave us. We not Negro, we African, or we African-American. So he was part of that, him and the Nation of Islam. So you can thank Malcolm X for that. So he was definitely against integration, and rightly so. And they did not want any race people more integrated than Black people, right? Because when you integrate, you dilate, you dilute, you lessen the power, right? Asians never allowed themselves to be integrated with anybody. And so, my phone always confirms for me. So when you talk about, you know, if you look at American finance, they talk about black unemployment, white unemployment, Hispanic unemployment. Do they ever talk about Asian unemployment? No, because they do a whole different way of life, even though they're here in fucked up America. Okay, so think about that. Okay, so there's no group of people that America needed to, quote, integrate more than the Black American. And to dilute us and to take our power away, take our purchasing power away, take our financial power away, take our power to have a job away. Because the less and less black businesses that there are, the less and less black people that are going to get a job, let me tell you. Right? And there's only 1 in 300 of us that are self-employed. And in the 1 to 300 of us that are self-employed, how many of us hire black people? Okay, so Malcolm X knew from which he spoke. Because integration was terrible for us. It was terrible. The only way they were able, I mean, think about your history, and I'm going to show you a lot of it. The only way white America was able to strip our power is just, fuck it, go in our neighborhood and set it on fire. I was like, hey, I'm going to set the street on fire because these niggas got it going on. Oh, but once you integrate. But Martin Luther King was great, but then they killed him, right? Because his next crusade was the Poor People's Campaign and getting Negroes that 40 acres and that mule, finally. Now that we got our civil rights, now we need some financial back. And see, he did it backwards, just like Biden, right? He did it backwards. Should have got that financial back, and then you get equal rights. Because, again, they say, shit, why I give a fuck about sitting at the table next to you if I can't afford the meal? So, as our generations go by, I'm 57, as our kids get older, my daughter, oldest daughter, is 34. As they get older and they have no black history taught to them, and my kids never had, only black history my kids get is the black history I teach them. So as the generations go by, white America and America in general loves to dilute the history of what they've done to you, what they've done to us. Not going to let it stand. And so here on the Conscious Black Podcast and also associated with Conscious Black TV, oh, you're going to be able to watch some good stuff on the website, sfjfamilieservices.org. Sign up there. You can watch everything from this live, starting tomorrow, we'll have video, to Sanford and Son, everything black just for you. OGTV at night, everything black, just for you. And during the day, Lola Kayla is going to help the kids after school from 2 to 4 p.m. Sign up there. We need to do an orientation, see where your kid may be lacking, and then we'll get it together. See Stacy and SF Johnson Consulting, which is my for-profit construction services firm, and SF Johnson Family and Community Services, which is my heart, given to the people that I love the most, my people. We're going to get it together. America's gone through some shit. It ain't even begun to go through the shit it's about to go through. And I want to be here with a bunch of people that understand that, hey, don't give up. Your 40 acres and your mule coming in a whole different form, baby. So we're going to take a break right now. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about more of the principles behind critical race theory and, you know, what's behind it. And let's get, you know, I like Kirk Franklin because he cuts his kids out. So let's see if we can get him.
And it feels like a cold night.
Podcast. It's your host, Stacey Johnson, Tuesday through Thursday on Blog Talk Radio and on my website, sfjfamilyservices.org. That song just got to make you feel better. Okay, so look, I'm going to listen to myself, see if they block that out, but I'm the, I got a nonprofit, so everything I do is for educational purposes. So that is Kurt Franklin, one of America's most prominent gospel singers. He was just exposed for cussing his kids out on the cell phone. Educational purposes. The more black, you know, black. Anyway, so critical race theory, absolutely true, absolutely a thing. And I'm going to teach you and I'm going to show you through American history how each of the points that we are going to point out, which our first one was, race is not biologically real, but it's socially constructed. So it's like, let's make up some shit. So we're going to show you many times, as the founding fathers started this country, they made up some shit. Next, we have, four points that are critical to the study of critical race theory. And again, no Marsha Blackburn. We're not going to teach it to your kindergartner because they don't need to be psychologically fucked up to realize at that early of an age where the fuck they live. Anyway, point two, acknowledgement that racism is a normal feature of society and is embedded within systems and institutions, like the legal system, that replicates racial inequality. Who the fuck in America doesn't think that's true? And if you don't have a black friend. Right? Come on now. That's number two. Number three, rejection of popular understandings about racism, such as arguments that that confine racism to a few bad apples. Right? Oh, that's one bad cop. CRT, critical race theory, recognizes that racism is codified in law. The black codes, anybody fucking heard of that? Fucking Jim Crow laws, you ever fucking heard of that? That's critical race. You use race to make laws, to fuck with people. Ta-da, like my grandson say when he does something wonderful. Ta-da. What's wrong with Marsha fucking Blackburn? And again, no, we're not going to teach it to your third grader because they don't need to know how fucked up this country is, at least before they're 18. Okay, CRT, and this point three, CRT recognizes that racism is codified in law, embedded in structures, and woven into policy. That's number three. Number four, recognition of the relevance of people's everyday lives to scholarship. So basically meaning, you know, talk to a black person. I know you don't have a black friend when you're walking your dog and it wants to eat me. We know. Okay. Recognition of the relevance of people's everyday lives to scholarship. This includes embracing the lived experiences of people of color, including those who have persevered through storytelling, rejecting deficit-informed research. This is what you should do. Rejecting deficit-informed research that excludes the stories of people of color. Okay, so this is what CRT proposes. Race isn't biologically real. That's what we'll show through documentaries, beginning with A Whole Lot, starting next week. We might not play so much Malcolm X for the next 2 days. We may start the CRT tomorrow. That's point one. So what is CRT? It's showing you that race is not a biological, it's not biologically real. It's socially constructed. We'll show you that. We'll prove that through history, through shows, through people talking, through white people talking, da-da-da-da-da. Two, the normal feature of society is embedded within systems. So racism is a normal feature of society and is embedded within systems and institutions like the fucking justice system. Come on, bro. How long does it take? How many cops does it take to kill a black? How many black person does it need to die before the motherfuckers is finally guilty? It beat the shit out of Rodney King and everybody went home. Okay? That's racism embedded in the police, the criminal justice system. When you beat the shit out of somebody who's totally submitting to you and you don't go to jail. I mean, I can't breathe, you know, bro. I mean, damn. If there wasn't a video, he would have been gone. He would have been at home right now. Come on now. Three. CRT recognizes that racism is codified in law, embedded in structures, and woven into public policy. So let's just talk about the black codes, right? The shit y'all, the government officials put into law when slavery was abolished. Let's talk about Reconstruction. Reconstruction alone is a whole era of CRT in fucking action. So fuck Marsha Blackburn and all of, I don't want this taught to my kid. Yeah, well, you learn it because it ain't for kids. And then you go home and teach it to your little ignorant ass kids. Okay? Recognition of the relevance of people's everyday lived experience to scholarship. So listen to black people and their ancestors and go talk to Henry Louis Gates, okay, if you need to. So that's critical race theory. If you got a problem with that, then you got a problem with pretty much everything in fucking life that makes sense. You got a problem with everything in life that makes sense. And I think we got one more thing for good old Malcolm X, and this is on Americans and crime. Because at the end of it, he says something good. You know, stay clean, because you're not going to ever win when it comes to your black ass in the criminal justice system. Here we go. With a delay.
Many of our people turn to crime, stealing, gambling, prostitution, organized crime, crime that has been organized here in Harlem by the white man. You don't organize any crime. He organizes the crime. He controls the prostitution in Harlem. He controls the numbers racket in Harlem. He controls the drug traffic in Harlem. He is the one that controls it. He is the master criminal. He is the arch enemy. He gets you drunk and then locks you up for being drunk. He sells you whiskey and then locks you up when he catches you drunk. He sells you a deck of cards and locks you up when he catches you using them while you are dealing with nothing but a deceitful, blue-eyed devil walking around here on this earth who will lead you to nowhere but hell as long as you follow him.
Life where, shit, I smoked, marijuana for since I was 18. I'm 57. You know that you can't do this without the white man's permission. You can't do that without the white man. Well, shit. You know, before recently, you couldn't buy no, you had to buy your weed from some Hispanic somewhere on the under, your homeboy, and it was one kind, and he had it, and he was hoping it was good, and oh, now, right, they got shows where white people showing, how they the masters of weed growing. Well, where were you when I was, as long as it's illegal, right, well, you know, as soon as they legalize heroin and everything else, that's vice. There'll be new shows where white people say how they've been growing it and doing it forever, right? So, yeah, he's absolutely correct. I like going on Weed Maps. I would have liked going on Weed Maps 20 years ago. And a whole lot of brothers and sisters not going to jail, selling weed, probably still in jail, right? Selling weed. I bought some weed that's grown by niggas in weed in jail. Okay? I'm like, wait, it's called evidence. Go look up evidence. That's weed grown in the criminal justice system by niggas in jail. And they use the money to get the niggas out of jail. So what is kind of shit we got going on here in this country? It's called evidence. I buy it all the time because it's always cheap. And it's good. So, yeah, he's absolutely correct. My thing is, I'm still here and breathing and able to ride my bike 8 miles a day. Love my wife and love my 3 kids and my 3 grandkids. Is to do what I do to help better my people. Fuck everything else. And when I'm dead, at least they say, the old bitch tried. That's all you can ask of anybody. They killed these great people because they tried. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got to kill nobody. Shit. Just let everybody fucking be. You know, it's not like that no more. Shit. That's why I get mad at black people. It's like, don't you understand why you are where you are? These people like this, willing to stick their neck out to free you. Free the so-called Negro. So we're going to meet here on the Conscious Black Podcast and Conscious Black TV. Conscious Black TV, you got to donate to the association. Okay, you got to be a real part of the family. Fuck Patreon and all them people. That's just giving white people your money. Give it right to the people who's going to help you, educate your kids. So, again, sfjfamilieservices.org. Any of your children or you need any help in the areas of any of the elementary school. We're just doing elementary school right now until we get more volunteers. Because my wife is retired, 32 years of teaching fifth graders. So she is going to be assisting me on helping all of the kids that need help. And we're going to be meeting and we need volunteers because we're going to do physical activities at parks on Saturdays. We know what to do. We love our kids. We know what our kids need. And we're trying to build a program, me and my wife. And yes, I did say my wife. A Filipino wonderful woman, Anna. Okay, helping me do this shit for brown kids, Filipino kids, Mexican kids, white kids. She don't care. She loves kids. And so we'll be doing that during the week. For whoever signs up, we'll be going over some new thought stuff on Mondays and Fridays. We'll be doing a lot, but every day, every Tuesday through Thursday, we'll be meeting here on Block Talk Radio from 7 to 8:30 p.m. for the Conscious Black Podcast, Conscious Black TV at sfjfamilieservices.org. That'll be up this weekend where we'll have some special stuff. You got to log on. We're not going through Facebook because a lot of the content is private content that we give just for you and just for our family members. So you do have to sign on as a family member, and then you'll get access to the pages that have all the information, all the fun stuff. So, this week. We're going to have a couple more recordings from Malcolm X. We're going to go over some more details on how, critical race theory. We just talked about what it is, right? That what it is, what's it based on, what's the principles. We outlined 4 principles. But then we're going to go over who created it, why they created it, what's the history of critical race theory, why do they even use it, what they came up with, you know, why, how do we know about it, and how it actually, you know, how these people that came up with it actually proved that, yeah, it's a thing in the areas of law and in education in our country. Okay, you have used race, in the area of law. Okay, law is meaning basically recently 2 Trump supporters voted illegally, got no time, and 1 black lady didn't even know she voted illegally and went through all kind of processes to make sure she voted legally, ended up being illegal, and she got like years in prison. That's critical race theory. If you let white people not go to jail and they purposely vote under their mama's name on purpose for Trump, but this poor lady got the advice of the voting commission in her state, da 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 da. 5 motherfuckers said she could vote. She voted, and then they end up being wrong, and she go to jail for years. Okay, that's the definition of you're using your race, my race, against me, and that's what critical race theory is the study of how America uses the race of brown, black, African, specifically African-American, in the legal system against them. I mean, shit, what else is there in America but the legal system? Oh, shit, I don't care if the company won't make my gay cake. I don't give a fuck. But if the cop going to shoot me because I'm black, that concerns me more than my gay cake. So, yeah. Anyway, we call it the Conscious Black Podcast because we think. And we want you to think, too. And we want to give you the tools to assist you in your thinking. So thank you for joining us. We're going to end this podcast with, let's see what else we can play for you that we love for our last couple of minutes.
90 seconds.
Let's see if I can find my mouse. My mouse like playing games. Here we go. So now I think we're going to play some Yolanda Adams to end the night. Thank you for joining us, and please join me again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pacific time. This is the Conscious Black Podcast. Peace. With a delay.
Second. Mm-hmm.